Okay, so Justin Black from Brookfield Europe, you're the developer of the Strata SE1 tower that's just reached completion and is being officially opened over the next couple of days. How does it feel to see this project finally complete?
We are immensely proud. I've been involved with the project since day one. I was involved when we bought the site, went through planning, did all the sales. So it's very, very personal to the company and to us, but it's a bit like watching your baby take its first steps.
And you were saying that it's been a 5.5 year project.
Yeah.
During that 5.5 years, there's been a lot of talk about the Elephant and Castle, and other developers have done a lot of talking. What's been different about this project that you've actually been able to deliver it, whereas others haven't got past the talking stage, do you think?
Well, obviously we would say it's because of the developer or the contractor. No, what happened is the Elephant and Castle region, there was always envisaged as three tall towers, of which this site was always one. So one of the principles behind the building being a tall building was always accepted, so it was slightly easier, I would probably say, in the public's perception to get through the planning process, etc. Other than that, I can't really comment. I know everyone else is trying to get there, and I know our purchasers would love for the Elephant and Castle region to move forward as quickly as possible, but the same said, they've moved in while it's like this.
So, and have you now managed to sell all of the apartments, or are there still
We sold all the apartments back in 2007. In three phases. We only have four left, which are the penthouses, really, available from £850,000 if anyone's interested. So we basically, we're now in the position, now that we've had the building handed over to us, where we start a completion and occupation process that starts next Tuesday and will last for 3.5 months.
And what about the ground floor level and some of the retail units? How do you see that panning out?
Well, in the short term, we have an exhibition in the ground floor retail unit that's next to the pavilion. There's two parts to that. First part is that we've had a local portrait photographer, a lady called Hannah, take pictures of key faces, key people from the Elephant and Castle, and that will be a temporary exhibition for the next month. At the same time, we are exhibiting some public art from Camberwell College of Arts. We ultimately see the retail units as restaurants and amenity to the local area. Ideally, if I'd love a Carluccio's or that type of thing to come back, or potentially a local restaurateur.
And it's a building that's certainly put Elephant and Castle on the map. You can see it from all over London. What's your assessment of the prospects for Elephant and Castle?
Very good, very high. We have a phenomenal amount of interest in this building. As I said, we sold off plan back in 2007. We have some of our purchasers doing resales. DTZ and Savills have about 3,000, 4,000 people actually indicate an interest to come and buy. At the same time, we're letting on behalf of some of our purchasers, and there's quite a healthy interest in that. So that is because the products here in the Elephant and Castle. The Elephant and Castle hasn't changed any, it's just that we've brought a different building to it. So the future's very, very bright for the Elephant.